On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
A very deflated, a very bizarre Friday edition of JJ After Dark, to say the least. And I figured we welcome in a guy who is supposed to be joining us Monday morning in studio. He witnessed probably the last live sporting event we're going to see at Madison Square Garden for a long, long time. And to try to make sense of the March sadness. No, not the March madness. The March sadness. We bring in our good buddy from the New York Post, Zach Braziller. Zach, it's been weird, my friend. How the hell are you?
I feel like I keep on hoping I'm going to wake up, you know?
I can't fight you on that, Zach. This feels like something out of a movie. It feels like something out of a horror story. For those of us who are diehard sports aficionados, and I get it, there are bigger fish to fry here. We're talking about people's overall well-being. We're talking about people who are unfortunately dying from this virus. So by no means am I trying to make light of this. But if you're a diehard sports fan, I mean, my goodness, what in the world are you going to be doing for the next month? I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, no, I think most people would agree with this, where as depressed and sad as it is, I have no issue with what the leagues are doing. They made the right decision. Like, this is clearly a pandemic that's, you know, creating havoc all over the globe. And I think everyone did the right thing here. But at the same time, it's hard not to just be just depressed and sad that we're not going to have an NCAA tournament. Baseball is suspended, basketball suspended, hockey suspended. And, you know, for a minimum of a month, there's no sports, which is, you know, the All-Star break. We have no sports for a few days, and we're, you know, it's tough.
You ain't kidding, my friend. And I don't know about you. I never believed for a minute the NCAA tournament would be canceled, that these conference tournaments would be canceled, until we found out what happened yesterday with Rudy Gobert. That was the point for me, Zach, whereas I'm sitting down watching Syracuse, North Carolina, it definitely came to my mind that this is probably the last game of the ACC tournament that I'm going to watch. Was like that the point for you when you kind of came to grips with the fact that we could be looking at not just postponements, but we could be looking at cancellations across the board?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was the first time I thought it definitely could happen. But, you know, when the NCAA said no fans, I kind of thought we might be headed in that direction. But, yeah, when the NBA suspends the season, you're definitely thinking, all right, this is the other shoe that's going to drop. hockey's going to do it. Baseball's going to do it. I would have been saying for a few days, the NCAA is going to wait for the pros to do, to, you know, before they would really seriously consider it. And, you know, Rudy Gobert and obviously Donovan Mitchell now has it. You know, we had a ref official in the CAA tournament, you know, has the coronavirus, and who knows how many other people have it. And, you know, it's something that's going to live forever in sports infamy and, you know, in the world, in history. Just go into history books, you know, where basically society stood still.
Let's get to your scene at Madison Square Garden, because as I'm waking up, I'm trying to figure out who's playing, who's not. We get all this news coming out. Big Ten's canceling their tournament. The SEC's canceling their tournament. But yet at high noon at Madison Square Garden, you have this surreal scene with basically nobody there. St. John's is playing Creighton. Zach, how stunned were you that the Big East decided, at least for a half, to go through with playing at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, I was stunned. I mean, I remember saying to people last night, there's no way the Big East is going to play on Thursday. And, you know, I had some people from the league say, no, we're going to play. We're planning on playing. And I did not think it was going to happen. And, you know, I get there and, you know, the teams are on the court. And by then, you didn't really hear about the other conferences. And then, it started to leak out. And I'm thinking, all right, Big East is not going to play. Then you hear the national anthem starting. And you're like, well, what's going on here? And then the game starts and just every, like, dead ball or whistle, you keep thinking they're going to, you know, security's going to come out and escort the players off the court. And, you know, they keep playing. And then when they get to halftime, I got a text from a coach in the league basically saying, yeah, they're canceled. They're not coming back out. And, you know, soon enough, that was the case. And then Val Ackerman met the media and, you know, gave some spin. Look, I like the Big East a lot. I think Val Ackerman does a good job. They messed up today. That game should not have been played. I get there are some communication issues. They're waiting on the New York City and this and that, but that was a mistake. There's no way they should have played that game today.
Can't disagree.
Played a half.
Can't disagree. I mean, you look around college basketball and there are cancellations galore. That would be my main point. Zach, I understand you have all these individual commissioners and you have all these individual leagues. How do these conferences, the Power Five, how are they not a united front when it comes to this sort of thing? To me, it's like all for one, one for all. Like the minute you get like a Big Ten canceling, that should have been the telltale sign that none of these teams are playing, period.
I think the NCAA should have basically told them all you're not playing or come to some kind of agreement, because what Ackerman was saying was they talked to the NCAA around 10 a.m. and there was no sign from at that point that the conference tournament weren't going to be played. And the Big East had this pre-scheduled meeting with the ADs and the presidents where they obviously talked a lot about coronavirus as well. And it ended like right before 12, and all of a sudden all the other leagues are canceled. And then, you know, the Big East has to scramble. They have to make sure all the ADs and presidents are on board with canceling. They have to try to reach out to the people in New York City to see, like, you know, what should we do? And so basically they came to the decision to cancel it about halfway through the first half. And, you know, Val Ackerman's explanation was, we felt like that would have added unnecessary drama to the proceeding to kind of drag them off the court. And we felt there was no harm in letting them just finish out the half, which, you know, I guess I could understand, even though I think it was a mistake. But yeah, it was, the last 2 days in Bizarre, and that was the height of just the odd 48 hours.
We've got our buddy Zach Brazil of the New York Post, and we're going to have to make other plans for the next week, for the next couple of weeks. Forget about no March Madness, no baseball, no NBA, no NHL. And you know what hurts the most for me, Zach? I think about some of the storylines we would have had in this NCAA tournament. You think about a Miles Powell. You think about Rutgers more than likely making it for the first time since 1991. You think about Hofstra and Coach Mihalik, and they're finally getting over the hump. Like, all of these great storylines for all of these seniors, for many of them, they had no idea they were playing their final game. I mean, that to me is like the gut-wrenching aspect of all of this, the reality of the situation that college careers and special seasons just went by the boards just like that.
Yeah, I mean, I agree completely. It's always heartbreaking for a kid when the career's over, but, you know, they go into the NCAA tournament, they know, hey, if I don't win this game, I'm done. You know, they get pulled out by their coach and they hug their coach and, you know, it's an emotional thing, but, you know, it kind of, there's closure here. With this, there's never going to be closure. You know, I got in touch with Kevin Willard tonight and, you know, a big thing when we talked was, this was a special season, whole season. You know, they didn't finish the regular season great, but it was still a special season. They were going to be a 3 or 4 seed, the highest seed they've been to 1993. And this is going to be an incomplete season, you know, as good of a regular season they had, it an incomplete season. And you're going to have that with a ton of programs and for a ton of kids that their careers are going to be incomplete because they never got to finish them. And look, like we went over, I don't have an issue with what the NCAA did. I think they did the right thing. You have to, everyone's health is the most important thing. It just plain sucks that this is how it had to happen.
As far as the decision to suspend and basically cast aside a tournament this year, as opposed to maybe postponing it a month from now, 6 weeks from now, I know Tom Izzo said maybe that should have been the way the NCAA went about this. Zach, I would have loved to have seen him postpone the tournament. I just don't know from a logistical aspect if they would have been able to pull it off. The arenas, the venues, you got guys graduating. They're going to be thinking about their professional careers. Was there any way the NCAA could have kicked this decision down the road?
Yeah, I was a proponent of just postpone it. Let's just, you know, punt it down the road a little bit. The more I thought about it, I saw some tweets from a few coaches. The more I think it just wasn't feasible. You know, you bring up the venues and so forth. We also have to think about this. All these schools are closing down. The NCAA is canceling spring sports. You know, how are your teams going to practice? How are you going to have a men's NCAA tournament and a women's NCAA tournament, but no baseball season? You know, I just don't think it would have worked. You know, like, clearly with all the suggestions they've been getting from medical people, it's basically just shut things down. And then this isn't going to be something that's going to be okay in 3 weeks to, you know. And look, we already seen it. We talked about Gobert and Donovan Mitchell and the official from the CAA and who else. You know, who knows who else. I mean, it's. I really think the NCAA kind of didn't have any other options. I mean, think about how much money they lost with this. You don't think they would have done anything possible to still play a tournament? I mean, I think they just they waited long enough and they figured it out. They figured we have no other option here. This is what we have to do.
Zach, before we get you out of here, it's amazing. A tournament that would have been as wide open a tournament as we've had in quite a while, a lot of great storylines locally, they're going to be forever forgotten. Let's be honest. This year in college basketball, and really this year in sports altogether, the legacy of 2020, it's going to be remembered for two things, the coronavirus and the passing of Kobe Bryant. I mean, let's call it like it is. You know, you think about other tragedies we've had. September the 11th and the horrific terrorist attacks. Sandy, you name it. We've always had sports as that great escape that no matter how bad things may be, we could go to a TV set. We could watch a game. We could take our mind off of things for a few hours. We're not going to have that luxury of what's going on with this coronavirus, my friends. So I think ultimately you think 20, 30 years down the road, nobody's going to remember Seton Hall. Nobody's going to remember Hofstra. Nobody's going to remember Obi Toppin and Dayton. You're going to remember this season getting shut down and the tournament canceled because of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, we've never seen anything like this. I mean, it's just hard to get over because you never thought that the way the world we live in would just be kind of shut down the way it clearly is right now. And yeah, I agree. I mean, look, who knows what happens in baseball. Maybe baseball gets going and plays 140 games. And, you know, maybe the Lakers and, you know, Bucks give us an amazing series. But as far as college basketball, you're completely right. This season is just to be remembered for the season that never finished. And, you know, it's sobering to think about it. So, and, you know, who knows when we get back. We might not get back sports till June and July. We don't – this virus is just so – there's so many uncertainties about it that, you know, we could be without sports for a long time. It's a scary time, you know, for everyone, I think. And beyond sports, obviously, everyone's health is of the utmost importance. And, you know, this thing is spreading faster than people expected. And, you know, just hope everyone's safe and hope, you know, hope we get a – you know, before long, we'll have sports back and we'll have college basketball back next year and we'll be able to enjoy a tournament.
Zach, well said, my friend. And on much lighter note, at least I'll be riding high into the offseason after that Syracuse beatdown over Carolina. And a St. John fan can ride high into the offseason. So hey, at least we have that, my friend.
Three wins in four games to close. It looks like they have a real coach. They have some decent young players. If I'm a St. John fan going into next year, I feel like my program is finally at least headed in the right direction.
Something to be said for that. Zach, appreciate a couple minutes. I know it's under very tough circumstances. Hopefully you can shed some light on much happier times the next time we talk.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
They have it. The great Zach Brazil over at the New York Post. A wild scene at Madison Square Garden. A lot more on just the impact of this virus and what it's going to mean for what we do on a daily basis.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.